Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Blake and Sal Show with Mark. For over 10 years, dominating the podcast world. Now sit back, relax, and get ready to have some fun. Let's welcome your hosts, Blake, Sal, and Mark. She's gonna bang her head like that.
Sound of cable TV, and she'll never see the world the same. She is a cold war in my head, and I am East Berlin on the danger side of parts alone. Coffee and cyanide for lovers in disgrace. If this is not a test, we got one foot in the grave.
Hello and welcome to the Blake and Sal Show with Mark, episode number 493. I am your host, Blake, and I want to be Jason Kelce when I grow up after this week. That's what I want to be. Let me bring on my co-host. First of all, the biggest heel in podcasting, the man who I guess is still dealing with allergy issues from last week's show. I feel bad. Sal, welcome to the show.
Last week it was this high, and this week it is this high.
Jesus Christ. All right, well, let's bring on our other co-host, the man, the myth, the legend. I got nothing caught to do today because we're in a rush. Mark, that, how you doing?
Hey, we're doing good. Hey, and what you gonna do when Baker Mania runs wild on you?
It is weird that it's the 40th
anniversary. Baker Mania is over.
Yeah, exactly. And it's the 40th anniversary of Hulkamania this week. That was weird. That was a weird thing to happen this week. So, talking about the fade out in the background, this is off the new Green Day album, Saviors. This is 1981. I got to listen to the whole album when I was driving around on Tuesday, and I'm like, oh, this is a good song. So I'm thinking for the opening. So, there you go. So,
okay.
I do recommend the album. It's a good album. It's a shorter album than I expected. A lot shorter than I expected it to be. It just kind of flew by. It was good for driving, though. So, anyway, let's get right into things. It's Royal Rumble week, but we also got a lot going on and a very short period of time to do it in today. So, let's do this. As always, go pick up Mandy's book, I Know I Am, available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and R&J Publishing in English and in Spanish.
Fuck them kids.
And go listen to the Nadine and Mandy Show, new show this morning on all podcasting platforms. And I don't say this enough, but if you're listening to this, go subscribe to our show now on Spotify. The more people that follow us on Spotify, the better it is for us. Please go do that right now. All right. That being said, let's get right into things without all the normal stuff we do at the top of the show. Let's get right into things.
And now, let's see what's going on in the wild world of sports.
I said it's Royal Rumble week. That must also mean it's conference championship weekend over in the NFL. I do over the. I remember the one year when WWE didn't look at a calendar and then they put the Royal Rumble up the same night as the AFC Championship game. That happened one year. They have not made that mistake since, but I remember that one year. Well, before we get into championship weekend, any quick thoughts on the divisional weekend? I thought this was another great weekend. The playoffs have been fantastic this year. Like I almost feel like we're in for crappy championship games after the last 2 weeks of football. I really do feel like that.
The one thought that I take away from it is two teams lost when their kicker missed the field goal.
Yeah, you're not wrong. You're absolutely not wrong. Sal, any thoughts? Quick thoughts on the weekend?
I missed the Saturday games, but I enjoyed the Sunday games.
Yeah, the Saturday games were fun. Like, the Saturday games were a lot of fun. Like, I enjoyed the weekend. Like, it was just an overall fun weekend.
I'm telling you, Jason Kelce added that extra entertainment on the Kansas City game. It was fantastic.
You know what's funny? I did listen to the Kelsey Brothers podcast today because I did listen to the show. And him explaining that was hysterical because apparently he told his wife he was going to do that. She did not want him to, and he didn't listen to his wife and just went out and did it anyway, which might just be one of the funniest things I heard out of the whole story. And apparently that was the first time he actually met Taylor. So that was like, so that's hysterical on its own right too. Like, like that whole thing is funny to me. So, and I also I also like the fact that they asked Travis on the field because obviously Travis couldn't see anything from the field. And they're like, I'm not surprised whatsoever that he took a shirt off. Like, I'm not even surprised. That's amazing.
You know, there's rumor that Jason Mayer may not have been drinking, but
oh no, no, there's not a rumor. It's not a rumor. He was drinking. He said that on the podcast today.
No,
he was, no, no. I can tell you straight up. He joined the Bill Mafia in the parking lot, and there's a video of him drinking a shot out of a bowling ball. So that thing had happened. So anyway, what's
I'm sure this will not scare off Taylor.
Apparently, she loved him, according to what I read this morning. She loved him. So
well, there you go.
So
her opinion doesn't matter. Fuck Taylor Swift.
Oh.
Thank you.
Now we gotta get like we gotta get one of those fuck Taylor Swift.
I just played it. I literally just played it.
Oh,
fuck Taylor Swift.
There you go. All
right. You're too busy making a joke. I actually pressed the button.
Sorry.
Anyway, let's get right to the NFL Championship weekend. We have two games, obviously. Over in the AFC, it is the Baltimore Ravens and the Kansas City Chiefs. I'll just tie them all together. And in the NFC, it's the San Francisco 49ers and the Detroit Lions. We'll go around who's winning this thing. I know Sal's going to be so pissed at me right now, but I hate picking Kansas City. I want a Kansas City Detroit in the Super Bowl, but I also want Detroit to win Super Bowl. So, like, I'm in that weird boat where I'm rooting on Detroit to win Super Bowl this year. I really am rooting them on. So, that's where I'm going with this. You know what? Pick your teams and then pick your Super Bowl winner based on your pick because we're not going to be here that weekend, that week. So, Sal, you next.
We're gonna do both picks.
Yeah, you pick because we're not gonna be here. We're not gonna. We'll do both games and then who's in the Super Bowl because we're not gonna be here that week. So go ahead.
So obviously, I said I would love to see Detroit make it all the way, and I feel like, I mean, it's probably gonna be Kansas City. Let's be honest, but who better than to have another hard nosed city like Baltimore to face a hard nosed city like Detroit? For the battle of who the hardest city is to live in.
You really had to figure out how to get that sentence off because I was not sure where you were going with that sentence.
So between Baltimore and Detroit, I mean, and if I'm not mistaken, Baltimore has won before, correct?
Yeah, Baltimore beat the Giants.
Yes.
Baltimore beat the Giants back in 2001.
That's right. And then Detroit has never won.
Detroit has never won a Super Bowl. This is the first time they've been in a conference game. It's like, I forgot what they said, but I saw a graphic the other day where they explained all the things that happened since the last time Detroit was there. And it was like pre-iPods and pre like social media and pre-Google. Like, it was absolutely hysterical when I read it.
Wow.
Been a while.
I would love to see Detroit win. I think it would be very poetic considering they had such a terrible season. What the year before that, or
a couple years ago? The 2016, that one 16 year, a few years back. Yeah,
yeah. So,
go ahead.
That's my pick.
Yeah, I gotta go with Kansas City and Detroit, and like you know, I'm going Detroit because I believe that Detroit's due, and they're hungry, and they're gonna prove something to Kansas City.
As Mandy always said, if they're hungry, go make a sandwich. And Mandy always says.
Oh, I am going to add, if it is Detroit and Kansas City, we're going to have another Taylor Swift versus Eminem feud. And we remember the last time when Eminem completely embarrassed her. So
Taylor Swift. I think Eminem has matured since then, so we'll see what happens.
Well, I don't really worry about that. We'll worry about that in a couple of weeks if that actually happens. But you know that if that happens, the NFL is going to go fucking crazy. Like, they're going to go fucking crazy. But so I don't have the graphic I was thinking of, but I did find it. The last time the Lions played in the NFC Championship game in 1992.
Holy crap!
And I do have a list here. This is interesting, and we'll continue. We'll get to wrestling. But the number one movie was Terminator 2: Judgment Day. the number one song was "Everything I Do, I Do It for You" by Bryan Adams. Oh. Barry wow. Sanders led the league with rushing touchdowns that year. MC okay. Hammer, the Hammer Dance was popular.
You mean the wonderful parachute pants?
Yes, and gas was $1.14 a gallon.
God, I miss those days.
So that was the last time. So like, I just had that graphic on NFL on Fox's Instagram. So
wow.
All right. That being said, let's do this.
And now let's get into the crazy world of professional wrestling.
Well, it's funny when I originally was running out this spreadsheet, I'm like, oh, it'd be an easy show. We got the Rumble doesn't have many matches, and then one of the big stories broke. I'm like, cool, and then we'll make fun of the new game covers, and all kinds of stuff. We'll have a little bit of fun. Damn it, hell! They had to put up some actual news this week. But first things first, New Japan announced that Kazuchika Okada will be leaving the company after a contract expires on January 31st. Somebody please get him in the Rumble. That'd be amazing, but just not. But I will lose my fucking mind if that happens. But he will be finishing his dates in February, no matter what happens. He has 3 dates in February, but his contract will officially expire on the 31st. Mm-hmm. There's word going around. I've heard literally multiple stories telling me two completely different things, saying Tony Khan's offering the biggest contract. Triple H, Paul Levesque wants him in WWE. He's going to WWE. That's happening no matter what. I keep hearing this. So I have no idea what's going to happen, but I'm very intrigued. Stal, someone from who's not the New Japan person, but you know Okada, your thoughts on this whole thing?
The great bidding war of 2024 is now with Okada.
Yeah, pretty much. Who saw this one coming? Who the hell saw this one coming?
Oh, I would laugh if he like winds up in like TNA.
Oh, here's the funny part. Hold on, let me say something. Let me say something. You know what's funny about that sentence? So I told you guys I was gonna last week's show. I said I was gonna subscribe to TNA Plus because I wanted to watch the next 2 weeks of shows. Because Will Ospreay was on last week's show, Okada's on this week's show. Mm-hmm. And I haven't, obviously, when this episode airs, I will have already seen the show, or I will be watching the show depending on when I get home from the store. So, depending on when I get home that day on Friday when this show drops. But Okada's on the TNA Impact this week. And he was on last week's show cutting a promo. And I'm like, this is so weird for him to say he's in TNA. It was one of the strangest things I've seen in a long, long time after all the shit that happened with him the last time. So that was very, very, very strange. But anyway, Dad, good. Your thoughts.
All I can say is, whatever company basically has the best offer for him, and I'm sure it's going to come down to flexibility and how many dates he's going to be wrestling. I see Paul basically taking him from going to AEW by giving him something that Tony can't give him.
WrestleMania.
There you go. He's going to get more exposure going to WWE than I think with AEW. And if Paul explains it that way, I think it'll be good for him. Also keep in mind that Tama Tonga just dropped his belt and said his goodbyes to New Japan.
That doesn't mean anything to this, though. That has nothing to do with Okada.
No, but I'm saying to each other. Just in the back of your mind that he's there, so...
I will say, by the way, there was another today. I haven't looked at the results yet, but apparently the six-man tag titles were on the line today, and Okada should have dropped those belts today. So that also was going on today. So
right. We're
in the middle of the Okada farewell tour in Japan. So that's what's going on. One other thing I want to note that I read. So okay. For those who don't know, Okada's wife is a massive actress in Japan. We don't know her in the States, but in Japan, she's massive, like a massive star. And she actually, apparently, her community out there is actually putting out there that she's moving to the States. And if she's moving to the States, that means Okada is going to WWE. Because AEW will let him stay in Japan.
Hello.
So there's that.
Can you hear me?
So,
and if his wife comes to the States, there may be more opportunity for
With TKO
getting the movies over here.
With TKO.
So,
okay.
Yep, absolutely.
Yep.
Absolutely with TKO. But So and Sal's taking a work thing, so we're just solid in it. But I'm intrigued by that alone. That it might be a situation where he comes to the States, works WWE. We'll see what happens. I would say if that coin dropped at the Rumble, I'm gonna lose my fucking mind. I will lose my mind.
Because here's the thing: Paul can give Okada his WrestleMania moment, and basically set up a program where he's going to go against Roman Reigns for the belt.
I wouldn't go that far. Here's what you do: Nakamura dropped the word chaos in a promo recently.
Yes.
Nakamura, Okada, WrestleMania. Let the two best friends fight each other for the fun of it.
Yes.
Let them do it and then move on. You can't throw Okada into the Roman Reigns storyline right now with The Rock and Cody both there. You can't do that right now. You can't. Not with The Rock and Cody both there.
So here's the other thing you mentioned with Chaos. Do you have a faction, Chaos, that goes against the Judgment Day?
I don't know. I don't even want to see that. I want to see Okada by himself. But I want Okada and Nakamura to have a match. And if they do it at Mania, that would be fucking amazing.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Even if they're not going to go full blast like they used to, I think that match would be fucking amazing.
Can we have Red Shoes come in and referee for one night?
That would cost money. They have it, but I don't think they want to spend it on Red Shoes to fly in for a match. I don't think they want to do that.
Hey, you never know. Paul sweetens the pot.
Jesus Christ. So we'll find out more. When that news drops, we'll let everybody know. So what's going on with WWE for their big, 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 big news that broke yesterday. I cannot believe that Chase Hughes is closing on NXT. I'm kidding. That actually really is happening. But anyway, no, for real. WWE Raw is moving to Netflix. Who the hell saw this one coming? In January.
This is not my bingo card.
Not even close. January 2025, they're going to Netflix. On a 10-year, $5 billion, and I say billion-dollar contract. That's an insane number. Now, here are the details of that. So apparently Netflix has an out clause after 5 years. But they could also extend this contract to 20 years. So things have changed. Things have changed drastically. And then I also heard from Nick Khan that SmackDown moving to Tuesdays when it goes to USA Network in October. So that's another thing. But the big deal, SmackDown Raw going to Netflix.
Wait, this October?
October 2024, SmackDown's moving back to SmackDown's moving to October 2024. SmackDown moves to USA and NXT moves to the CW.
So Raw's the first one to move.
Raw's the last one to move. Yeah. But that's the interesting part is that. So Sal, your thoughts. Netflix, WWE. Holy shit. What the hell?
Does that mean it's going to be commercial free?
You know, I would love to know that. I want the option. At least I want the option like Peacock has. Like, I want that option. Because, like, I want to have the ability, like, I would love them to do something where, like, there's two tiers. Where, like, for instance, Sal, when you watch pay-per-view, PLEs on Peacock, you get commercials. For us, we don't get commercials. We get, like, the weird WWE packages. But what I would love them to do is, like, you have to go to commercial during a match or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
The people on the lower tier get the commercials, but the people in the upper tier get the commercial-free match. Like they do on Fight TV for AEW.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would love to see them do, personally. So there's so many questions. There's so many questions on this one. There's so many questions. I wrote down all these questions actually yesterday, so I remember to actually say them on here. Let me just find my list wrote down. Yeah, Dad, probably find it.
The one question I've got is this Netflix's first venture with live streaming events?
It will be the first venture in weekly live streaming events.
Okay.
They've done four live events, and one of them went really badly. One went really, really
Oh, that
bad.
was that reunion thing,
I
right?
love the Lion thing. But that was the first one they ever did. And if you're going to get your kinks out, you get your kinks out. Remember the WWE Network when it first launched? The first NXT live event was a clusterfuck. So, like, if anyone remembers that, the first NXT live event, I remember that event because we were watching the show, and for 10 minutes, we had to steal Tyler Breeze's entrance, frozen on the screen for 10 minutes.
I have a question. So, do you see when the Peacock thing ends, do you see them moving everything to Netflix?
Good question. A very good question, because I can give you an answer. I don't have a full answer, but I can give you a partial answer. So part of this deal is this is not just a U.S. deal. This is international. And, right. like, in Canada and the U.K., all the PLEs are moving to Netflix.
Right.
So I have a feeling, like you said, in 2026, if the Peacock deal runs out, Netflix will snatch up the PLEs and bring them over here, and everything will be under one banner. That's my opinion. That's how I think it will happen.
Okay, so
that would make sense. That would at least make sense to me.
Right.
Are we also including the large library that WWE has?
That's a great question. That's a question I don't have an answer to. That's not a question I have an answer to, but I do have the PLE question because this is happening internationally. So, the other question, I actually wrote down my questions, and a couple of them we already answered. But, if I would love to know, is the show going to be shorter? Is it still going to be a three-hour show? Are they going to knock it down to show will be as long as we need it to be? Or if it's it doesn't have to be 3 hours, it could be 2.5 hours. It could be 2 hours. It could be 2 or 15 minutes, depending on what's going on that week. If a promo goes long, like this past week on Raw with Cody and Punk, the promo went long and the match after that got affected by it. Do we have to have that problem? Because there's no hard out. That's the questions I have. Those are the questions I want to know the answers to.
So basically, it's unknown as far as time limit constraints.
Well, trust me, we'll find out more as we get closer. You know we will be. We will find out more as we get closer. Those are the questions I have, because I'm curious how that works.
Here's my other question regarding this situation. Is this going to cause AEW to move their events to Max?
Well, I've heard a rumor that they still haven't negotiated their contract officially. I think they've been waiting. Warner Brothers Discovery had been waiting to see what WWE does. And then also, they were also waiting on the NBA, because the NBA hasn't been confirmed yet. So once the NBA might be leaving Warner Brothers.
What about the NBA?
The NBA contract expires soon with Warner Brothers Discovery. And if ESPN offers them an exclusive contract, they're going to leave TNT.
When does that happen?
This year. Soon. After this season. This is the last season of the contracts that are going on right now. The NBA is currently in the TV negotiations right now. So that's a big deal. So if the Warner Bros. Discovery loses the NBA, much more money to go to AEW, my personal opinion.
Because now with this news, I'm wondering if that's going to speed up the things that are happening with Max and Bleacher Report and things of that nature.
I think
they're going to be the first one to do it.
Me and Sal have had this discussion before, that if they were smart with the new contract, they should move everything over to Max. Move pay-per-views, everything over to Max, and have the show replay over there, do everything over on Max. We've had that discussion many, many times.
Right.
And we've been waiting for them to do it, but again, we're waiting for their contract extension to officially get announced. They haven't done it yet. So we're waiting on that announcement. And hopefully part of that announcement is pay-per-views on Max, because that'll save all of us money at the end of the day.
It's going to be a little ridiculous.
It really is. I actually am appreciating the fact that they don't have a pay-per-view until March. I'm appreciating the fact that you only have the Rumble and then the Chamber, which is... By the way, Sal, have you seen the time slot for the Chamber yet? Is it in time slot yet?
Mm-hmm.
5 a.m.? Yep. 5 a.m. your time?
Yep.
I was like, oh my God. Well, funny
part
is
your alarm.
Well, funny part is about that show. I'm not obviously not going to watch it live. I'm not getting up that early on a Saturday. It's not happening. But Mandy is traveling that day. So I'm going to drop her off at the airport. And then I got to bring CJ to Sylvan for his tutoring. So I'm just going to watch the show there. I'll just watch the show there on my phone or on the computer. I'll just watch it there. Because. What does it matter? What the hell does it matter?
I think I'm gonna watch it. I think I'm gonna watch it either. No, I'm probably gonna watch it Sunday.
I'll definitely watch it Saturday. I just don't know when on Saturday because I mean, I know I'm watching it
theoretically,
Saturday.
I mean, I work that day, and I could just pretend that I'm going into the office, and I would wake up at 5 a.m. anyway.
Fair enough.
If I really wanted to, but yeah. I kind of want to pay attention, so I'm not going to watch.
No,
it
I'm
while
with
I'm
you.
Working.
I'm with you there. I also don't. Yeah. Is it the only time I don't even get up early for Wrestle Kingdom? I'm not going to get up for Elimination Chamber. I'm being honest here. Like next year, Wrestle Kingdom's on a Saturday. I'm not getting up to watch Wrestle Kingdom. There's no way in hell I'm getting up to watch Elimination Chamber. Like, what? Especially when we know Rock Roman is not happening on this show. Now there's really no point in waking up that early. There's no point.
Chairman of the board.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, the other news that came out is now that Dwayne Johnson is now on the board of TKO, and now he owns the Rock name. That was the other thing that happened yesterday. That's a big deal.
I'm so happy about that. Thank God.
Like, that's a big deal. Like, that's a bigger deal than people realize. Like, I don't think people realize how big of a deal that is.
Did you guys see that? There was a picture of McMahon, Rack, and Paul.
Oh, that was at the stock market. That was at the stock market. Right. They did. Right. They rang the Rock rang the bell for TKO. Right.
And rest in peace to that creepy mustache.
I know he really had to stop that mustache.
He looked at McMahon and he dyed his hair jet black.
I know that he's been like that for a while. He's been like that for. He came out of hiding.
But it was so his mustache was so distracting. Not a lot of people realized it.
The problem is when he came out of hiding after the full retirement last year.
Mm-hmm.
That was a mustache. The creepy mustache started.
Right. Well, now
for someone who has fucking sexual allegations against them, why the fuck would you go with a porn star mustache? Like, why would you do that? Makes no sense.
It looks like he's trying to grow the goatee to go with it too, but I think it's a bad
still looks
count.
Creepy. Still looks creepy. Looks super super creepy.
He looks like a freaking. Okay, I'm gonna say it.
Pedophile?
And I'm probably gonna get chastised, and I don't care. He looks like a freaking chomo.
I said pedophile. Close enough. I said pedophile. Don't worry. I will not isolate that. I won't isolate that clip. Don't worry.
What's a chomo?
Child molester.
Oh,
have you never heard that? Have you never heard that? I've heard that forever.
No, I've never heard that.
I have always heard that. I've always heard that.
Oops.
I'm shocked you never heard that. I'm not gonna lie. I'm very surprised.
And the episode is gonna be called "And I Learned Something Today."
I'll write that
pedophiles
down.
And chomos, there you go.
Uh-oh, Mark is going off on a tangent.
There we go.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
So anyway, what's, I guess, this is going to be the shortest pay-per-view preview of all time. I just want to say that right now. This is going to be the shortest one we've ever done. Because there's not a whole lot going on. So, it is Royal Rumble weekend. We have the Rumble on Saturday on Peacock. And the theme of the pay-per-view is the Black Keys, Wild Child, which the music is playing in the background currently. Didn't even know that was the theme until literally an hour before the show. did not know that because I didn't recognize the song at all. And they didn't talk about it on Raw. Usually they promote it on Raw. That's usually when I write it down. They didn't promote it on Raw. So... I thought I was out of the room when they did that, because I did leave the room for like 10 minutes during the show, so I may have missed it. But
that would be your luck, too.
That would be my luck, because I missed that. It's right in my notes. I didn't figure it out until today. But, so, can I just, and I've been praising Paul Levesque for this. Can I say, I love short cards. I'm loving these short cards. We have a four-match Royal Rumble show, the way it used to be.
Well, for now.
The problem is, here's the thing. You say for now. Well, Seth Rollins is obviously not wrestling on the show. Oh, yeah, I forgot to bring up Seth Rollins. Seth Rollins announced on Raw that he had a grade 2 MCL. We got time. Good point. Yeah. Purpose Seth Rollins. He was not on the show. He had a grade 2 MCL tear. And they say he will need surgery, but he's choosing to not have surgery. Because if he has a surgery, he'll miss WrestleMania. So he's choosing rehab, and I have a feeling he's going to end up dropping the title at WrestleMania and have the surgery after that. That's my personal opinion.
Yeah, he's wearing the brace and doing the rehab.
Yeah, I have a feeling that's what's going to happen there. So that's the big news.
Here's the strange
Spoiler
thing.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Here's the strange thing. Gunther challenging him
That was surprising. Oh yeah, Sal, you missed Gunther and Seth's promo. That was amazing. Oh my lord. No level did I expect Gunther to be in the ring with Seth and come off as a bigger star than Seth. On no level did I see that one coming at all. Gunther was
interesting.
You know how we always say don't yell in a promo? We always say that with a heel. And we always talk about taking St. Robert. There was the best at staying calm, staying slow. Mm-hmm. Gunther did that in the most melodical way I've heard in years, where he just stayed calm and just said right to Seth's face, I respect you. We're both longtime champions, but I'm going to beat you for your title. I'm summarizing it. But it was a fantastic to the point. It also said, I'm not here to attack you. Imperium had the match tonight. They're not going to attack you. This is what I'm doing. I'm just going to go right to your face and say this. I'm like, this is the craziest thing I've seen in a long time. Like, I did not expect that from him. Well, it was a great moment for him.
I want you at your best or near 100%.
Yeah, like, I thought it was great. Like, I thought it was great.
Yeah, but he really just directly to Seth, I'm going to attack your back. I'm going to attack your knee.
Yeah, I thought it was such a great promo from Gunther that I did not see coming.
The legitimate heat that came off the crowd. Holy cow.
It was well done. So that's that. The other thing, obviously, as Tom has mentioned, Kevin Patrick is out as SmackDown announcer. Matter of fact, maybe I forgot to write it down because I literally just went on WWE to see if they announced any announcing changes yet, and they haven't announced anything yet. So that's actually literally what I was doing, and that's why I didn't write it down. So, yeah, we're doing anything else but that. This KP will not be...
KP.
He's not doing anymore. As I joked to Dad, just trade Vic and KP for now. Put Vic on SmackDown with Corey, because Vic and Corey are like best friends, and then we'll go from there. You know?
Somebody made a note that, good old JR still hasn't re-signed with AEW. Is that true?
He has not. He said that. He said he hasn't re-signed yet. That came from him.
And now KP is out?
I don't think so. I don't think it's going to happen. Yeah. You have a better chance of Marvin Ronaldo coming back than I think JR at this point.
If JR would be coming back, I think it would be at WrestleMania.
And even if he came back, it would be under a legend thing. He's not going to come back and do a full show. It's actually, no. I think Paul Levesque has too much respect for JR to bring him in as a full-time guy.
Well, this year, JR's had some health scares.
That's what I mean, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you want to basically make his schedule less than more.
I think I still think he would have been perfect to do, like, the network stuff. Like, him doing, like, these sit-down interviews or setting up stuff for the network. I think that would have been amazing for JR, that kind of stuff. And they can still do that when they move over to Netflix. And I mean, they can still do stuff like that. So.
I was joking with Blake that basically you could put KP with Booker NXT, but you'd have to have a translator that basically translates Booker to English and KP to English.
I try my dim. Because literally when I watch NXT, and I said this on the show, I shut my brain off to watch NXT because it's such a ridiculous show sometimes that it's just nice and relaxing. It's actually nice and relaxing to watch NXT because there's no stress to watch it. Like, there's not really a whole lot going on. It's a lot of good wrestling. It's like a college atmosphere. Like, it's a nice laid-back show most of the time. But there are nights, like this week's show, where I'm literally Booker. Last two Tuesdays, Booker's been in a mood to the point where even Vic snapped on him. Vic even snapped on Booker.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it was that bad the last 2 weeks. Like...
It was one comment Vic said to Booker, oh, Roxanne Perez came out. Yeah, there's your girl. And he goes, what do you mean that's my girl?
You literally, you hugged her when she won the title. Like, you trained her. You talked about it.
He gets all defensive now, and it's like, hey, you know what? Move the curtain. It's unveiled. You know, everyone knows that you had a hand in training
her. I'm just saying, it's hysterical. It's so bad. The only thing I'm enjoying from Booker is him singing along with Trick Williams music. That makes me laugh. That makes me chuckle every single time. When it's like the music goes, he's like, yeah. Uh-huh. Like that cracks me up. That's really very funny.
I am waiting for the day that he basically comes out on the mic and kind of walks down the ramp with him doing his little thing there.
The funny part is I don't know how many people in Full Sail even know he's doing that. Like, that's the funniest part about that for me. Like, yeah.
And surprise that I didn't see.
Hang on. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Whoop that trick.
That happens every week. I know that every week. Sounds so funny. It's funny every time. Yeah, Dad, you were saying something. Sorry.
And the surprise at NXT?
What surprise? There was the weird
the person that came out of Shawn Michaels' office.
Wasn't it a surprise? Oh, William Regal. William Regal's back on TV. Yep. As I said to Sal, I think that was just for the pop and for the transition to GM. I don't think it means anything. I literally mean it means nothing.
No, he's here basically to
hypocrite.
Why is he a hypocrite, Sal? It is wrestling. He's a client of Carney. How is that a hypocrite?
Hypocrite.
How is he a hypocrite? Tell us why.
Because he didn't want to be on television.
No. That's not what happened. He was told he could not be on TV for a year. That was in his contract. The contract is now over. How is that a hypocrite?
And basically,
seriously, I want to tell you to answer that question. How is that being a hypocrite if he followed with the law within his contract?
But he was saying that when he was in AEW, he did not want to be on TV.
He's a carny. How did you believe him? He's a carny. Like, let's be honest here. He's a carny. He's a pro wrestling carny, like everybody else. It's like when you were on the show with Kelly. With Punk came back. Were you on that show?
I don't think he was.
Yeah, you missed that show when Kelly was here after Punk came back. And he literally like told people, like, how did you not believe and know that that this is how Punk is? He's a carny in a carny world. Regal's literally a carny in a carny world. Like,
okay, here's our title for the program. Hypocrites and Chomos.
I'm not putting Chomos in the title of the show. That is not happening. That is not happening. So, all right. What's actually now? We've gone through all the other stuff. Let's get to the Rumble matches. Let's get to the Rumble. We have two title matches and Rumble matches. So let's do the title matches first. We talk WWE United States Championship. It is Logan Paul defending against Kevin Owens.
Is this his first title defense?
This is his first title defense.
That's pathetic. Fucking pathetic.
Let's see who Sal hated today.
We're adding Logan Paul to that list.
Not the first time.
Didn't he trade that to somebody for something?
Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes.
For a Super Bowl ring. Like, is he defending the Super Bowl ring?
No, he's defending the title. I will say though, okay. Logan Paul. We love making fun of Logan Paul. I love making fun of Logan Paul. But I got to give credit where it's due. He at least now knows that he's a full-out heel on WWE TV and plays a full-out asshole on WWE TV. Like, he was on the KO show last Friday. And him being such a prick is perfect. Like, he's such a prick. And it works so fucking well for him now.
He plays himself.
I'm not as much of a prick as he comes off on television anymore, because apparently he grew up since he was a massive prick. But like, he knows that everyone hates him, so we just like, fuck it, if everyone hates me, I'm just gonna be hateable. I'm just gonna be the biggest asshole I could possibly be. And that's what he does.
He's getting paid for it now, so why not?
Exactly. Like, I can't blame the guy for it. Like, and KO was amazing play off of him. KO was great.
And at the same time, I'll still pimp out my products.
And then KO was amazing at playing off him. After SmackDown, Mandy looked at me and was like, so KO was winning this, right? No, he's not winning this, unfortunately. Logan Paul's retaining.
Mania right around the corner.
In my listings, I have LA Knight versus Logan Paul at Mania. So that's what I personally see. This is my personal pick. I don't have rumors or anything. I'm just going by my personal opinion. You do LA Knight versus Logan Paul. And also, I'll drop something. LA Knight was on Chris Van Vliet's podcast. Last week or two. Problem is, this man drops like four shows a week, so I don't know when the fuck the episode dropped anymore. Like, I zero clue when the episode dropped anymore. But LA Knight was asked by Chris Van Vliet, would you like to face Logan Paul at WrestleMania? And LA Knight could not answer that question. Which means to me that match is happening at WrestleMania. That is happening at Mania.
I'm more geared to Ray coming back at WrestleMania and beating Logan Paul.
That's not a bad move either. I don't see it happening. I think LA Knight needs a WrestleMania win, and beating Logan Paul is perfect for it. You know? And watch we're all completely wrong and something completely different for me.
I was going to say, but would Logan Paul really drop the title on his second defense?
Yeah, well, it depends. Is he going to defend the chamber?
Probably not, let's be honest.
Who knows? Who knows? It's international. Maybe he wants to be international. I don't know.
Oh, that's true. It is in the
Remember, it's, country, in, it's in Perth. It's in Perth. Yeah. Perth. And the main event of that show is going to probably be Rhea Ripley versus somebody. Like the main event of that show.
I think they already confirmed that it's going to be her.
Yeah, obviously. Mm-hmm. Like, she's on a poster and everything. It's her show. Like, so I would not be shocked if Logan Paul goes out to Australia and defend. Especially if it's Roman's not.
Yeah.
I'll be shocked if they don't have Logan Paul go out there and defend. You know?
Take note, Emma.
Yeah. So, Dad, you just confirming with Logan Paul? Just confirm?
Yeah.
Dad?
I gotta say with hesitation, yeah, I gotta go with Logan Paul, even though my heart says KO.
I know. My heart says KO. I love KO, but I just not this match. You know what I mean? Not in this match. Undisputed WWE Universal Championship. Roman Reigns versus Randy Orton versus AJ Styles versus LA Knight. Can I just say something? That Nick Aldis is fucking amazing, because Nick Aldis is calling Roman Reigns and Paul Heyman out on their shit now. He's calling them out on the show on their shit, which is fantastic. Like, it's the opposite of Adam Pearce. It's literally the opposite of what Adam Pearce used to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, to the point where Roman wouldn't come out to sign the contract at the top of the show, and Heyman came out and said, we haven't looked over the contract yet. Well, the other three had already signed it. So Nick's like, fine. I guess the three of them are going to have to we'll be fighting over a vacant title. Oh, my God. Damn! Wow, okay. Oh. All right, Nick. Cool, you're calling them out their shit. Nice, done. Cool.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that's what Nick's doing now. That's what Nick's doing now.
You put him in check.
Yeah, so that's the thing. I would not be shocked if, like, down the road in the summer, we have Roman Reigns versus Nick Aldis, the way they're setting things up on SmackDown right now. That would not shock me at all. I'm not talking about title match or anything, but I would not shock me if, like, at SummerSlam, they decided to do that match. Like, it wouldn't shock me at all. But I think we're all disagreeing. Roman is retaining. Who's he pinning? That's the question. Who's he pinning?
Randy?
No. AJ.
I think he's going to pin LA Knight again. I have a feeling he's pinning LA Knight again. Because you don't pin Orton. You're not going to pin Orton. If you're going to pin Orton, you make a one-on-one match, put AJ and LA Knight in the fucking Rumble. If you're going to pin Orton. Like, I think the whole reason this is a four-way is so that Orton doesn't get pinned. They got the whole reason it's a four-way.
Yeah, but what if he pins Orton and then it sets up another feud?
Fair.
With them.
Fair enough. But either way, Roman's retaining. That's obvious at this point.
I'm going for it. AJ gets pinned by him only because the rest of his defunct faction comes in to help him, and instead of helping him, it hurts his chance.
Oh yeah, Sal, you don't even know the clubs, the AJ and the Good Brothers are not on best terms right now. AJ's doing the whole, like, lone wolf thing now, so he doesn't want to be aligned with them anymore.
Right.
So that's interesting and fun.
Well,
now,
they suck anyway, so that's fine.
I know, but it's cool though. I like I think it was Rich Fan said perfectly that AJ Styles is playing the lone wolf character from that he did in TNA when he turned heel. Better. This time, because he's older and more mature and actually knows what he's doing in this time, you know.
Right.
So, all right, let's get to the Rumble matches. Women's match, by the way, people on here are literally the only people they've announced. It's literally all they've announced at the Rumble. Rumble match: Bayley, Nia Jax, Becky Lynch, Bianca Belair, Maxine Dupree, Ivy Nile. That's all they've announced. And I've said this pick for the last 4 years. I will not change my damn pick until she finally wins the damn Rumble, and it's going to be my girl, Bayley. I am not changing this. I will not change it. I said it. I've been saying it for years. This time I'm going to be right. I'm going to be right this time, and it's going to be you. It's going to be you and Bayley at WrestleMania. That is what I'm saying. I'm sticking with that until I'm wrong. Sal, go.
I'm going to say, just because. And I have no clue, but what's her face? The traitor from AEW. Why can't I think of her name now?
Jade Cargill. There you go. Jade Cargill.
Yeah, Jade Cargill. I'm saying Jay
Carter. I love how they're traitors when they leave as their contract expires. I love that they're traitors. Their contract expires and they leave. Like, how is that being a traitor?
I'm surprised you didn't say Trinity Fatu.
I expect her to be in the Rumble.
Her ass ain't winning, please.
I expect her to be in the Rumble, though. I do expect to see her in the Rumble.
I'll expect her to be in the Rumble, too, but her ass
ain't winning. Because she officially dropped the title, and they had the rematch already. They already had the rematch. So, like, she's done.
And speaking of hypocrites.
I love always. No, I never mind. You keep getting on this whole thing with hypocrite, being a hypocrite. I think she was a follower. I think she followed Sasha out the door. I don't think she even wanted to leave. I think she followed Sasha. That's what I think happened.
She's a hypocrite for crawling back. Oh, wait, do we see Sasha?
I don't see Sasha to me. I honestly don't see Sasha being in this match, personally. I don't see it.
No.
Do you?
I don't know.
See it, personally.
No.
Honestly. If I do, I'll be surprised. Like, honestly, I'd be very surprised.
Not yet.
Yeah, I don't see it at all. I actually don't see her. All depends on what they're doing in AEW. I think all depends on if they say, you're going to be our main event star in AEW, and you're going to be, like, main eventing with Gianna Perrazzo and Dom Tony Storm. Then she's going over there. If they don't give her that deal, then I expect her back in WWE. Like, that's how I see it.
If she comes back to WWE, I'd say bring her out for Mania.
I have a feeling that if they're going to bring her for Mania, if you do it at the Rumble, it's because she's coming out to stay Bayley from Damage Control.
Right.
That's it. I have a feeling that that's when we're going to get her. And I think that would be night after WrestleMania stuff. You don't do that till then. That's night after Mania debut. Because then, like, Bayley's, or SmackDown after Mania, whatever you want to do it, where Bayley's the champion, and Damage Control turns on her officially, and then Sasha comes out to help.
Right.
That's how you do that debut. That's how you do that return.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Dad, did you pick the Rumble?
Snoop Dogg singing the theme?
Why not? Sure, why not? That was fun. I love that entrance music. I'm not going to lie. I love Snoop Dogg singing the entrance music. I really do.
I'm going to go and have a pick of Bianca Belair winning this.
For second Rumble, man.
And then
Bianca
turns heel.
No.
See, the problem is, I was with you on Bianca turning heel when the Profits and Lashley were heels. They're no longer heels. And her and Montez's reality show starts next week. So, like...
Yeah, starts on Hulu, you're correct.
No, actually, it didn't start. They're dropping all the episodes at once. But still, like, you're dropping all the episodes at one time. But not the point. Not the point of what we're saying. I don't see a heel turn happening. I also don't see Bianca winning. I think Bianca will be in the final four, and I see her being eliminated. Like, surprising elimination. One of those, you can hear Cole already saying, I can see Bianca being in the final four, like, eliminating Becky, even. Be like, oh, there goes her top competition, and then her being eliminated by Bayley. Like, I can totally see that happening, and, like, Cole being, by the way, I want Bayley to win the Rumble to piss off Cole, and for Bayley to brag in front of Cole's face. I want to see that so fucking bad. I just thought about that. Like, I just had that thought in my brain. I really want that to happen.
Yeah.
Oh man. Okay, let's get to the men's rumble. Announced. They have a lot more people than a lot of people now, but more people. Cody Rhodes.
Fuck Cody Rhodes.
CM Punk, Shinsuke Nakamura, Bobby Lashley, Drew McIntyre, Gunther, right, Damian Priest, right there. That's a fantastic rumble lineup. Just with those people alone. You know? Yeah. Kofi Kingston, Chad Gable, Otis, and Akira Tozawa. But I'm sorry, but Cody Punk, Shinsuke Lashley, Drew Gunther, Damian Priest, right there is a fantastic, like, first group for the Rumble. Like, that is fantastic. That is stacked right there. It doesn't even include the rest of the roster, and that's already stacked. Like, god damn, that's a great Rumble. Right there alone.
Okay.
This is a lot trickier to me. This is actually a lot trickier for me. Dad, you can start. Go.
I'm going to put something out there, and only because this person has been seen for a while.
Okay.
Sheamus makes an appearance at the Rumble.
Okay, I like that. I like Sheamus returning at the Rumble. By the way, if Sheamus returns at the Rumble, I want his old theme music back, because the Brawling Brutes is no longer a thing.
Correct. And
I want his old theme music back.
And I want Sheamus to win.
He's not going
to
win the Rumble. He ain't going to win the Rumble. Not in 2024.
Can I remind you of something?
Who are they facing? Seth or Roman? Those are the people they're facing. Like, he didn't mind when you're picking your pick, and those are the people they're facing at Mania.
Right. And I figured, okay, Sheamus wins, and he challenges Seth, and he gets the belt from Seth.
So you're going to ignore the fact that Seth is currently in a feud with CM Punk, Gunther, and Drew McIntyre. You're going to ignore that.
You just add one more to the.
I'm just saying, like, you're literally list. Going to ignore the fact that he's. Oh, and Damian Priest. And Damian Priest. Like, it's literally going to be with four people on his show. And you're going to throw that out the window for shame.
So then we'll have another four way match.
I'm just saying, like, I just say how ridiculous that sentence is that you're going to throw out the fact that he has a feud with four different guys for Sheamus.
I'm just saying because basically, from what I understand, this may be Sheamus's last hurrah.
I don't believe that at all. I've been hearing that for 5 years.
And if
years.
It is, he doesn't need a title.
He doesn't need to win. He doesn't even win this. Showing up in the Rumble alone will give him a massive pop. Everyone will be happy to see him. Let's be honest here. Everyone will be happy to see Sheamus. Because it's been a while since we've seen him. Especially because that was his old theme music. Like, that'll get such a pop.
Yep.
You know? Because like I said, the Rolling Brutes are no more. Because Pete Dunne's now hanging out with Tyler Bate, and Rich Holland is down in NXT finding himself. So, like,
breaking more necks.
No, he's just finding himself now. He's in a feud with Gallus finding himself.
Didn't he hurt somebody else now?
No, that was a storyline. That was all storyline.
Oh, okay.
No, that was a storyline. They used his history in a storyline against Ilya to put off Ilya versus Trick until Judgment Day. Vengeance Day. They were trying to put that match off, so they used Rich Holland's real life issues to injure Ilya Dragunov to push that match till the PLE.
Okay.
That's what they did. So he didn't actually hurt anybody for real. Just throw that out there. Yeah. That was literally a storyline. So anyway, let's get back to this. Sal, who's winning the Rumble?
I feel like we're getting a finish the story part two.
Ooh. Okay.
So I feel like Cody's gonna win, but then go after Roman, and it would be a good opportunity to get Cody off of Raw before it moves to a non-channel station and keep him on regular cable.
I did not expect you to pick Cody. I'm not going to lie. That one surprised me.
I did not expect you to pick
good.
Cody.
You either. Got me good on that one. I didn't expect that at all. That was a nice surprise.
Fuck Cody Rhodes. Thank you. Thank you, me.
So, see, now I'm... Now that we have the lineup in front of me, now I'm looking at the lineup in front of me.
Uh-huh.
I'm down to three guys. Cody, Punk, and Gunther. Those are my three guys that I'm down to.
Okay. You want to add four or not?
When this whole thing started back in the beginning, right when CM Punk debuted at Survivor Series, I said it on the show, and I know I said it to you, that when it actually happened, oh, there's a win of the Royal Rumble. There it is. They're winning the Rumble this year.
Mm-hmm.
What throws me off a little is now that is The Rock. That throws me off. What throws me off is the awesome promo they did with Cody and Punk on Raw. By the way, Sal, if you've not seen the promo, go out of your way to find the promo. It was fantastic. One of the best. I did not expect it. It was unbelievable. The two of them put a fantastic promo together in the ring together. So, and my brain tells me it's obvious Cody's winning. That's what my brain tells me. Like, it just says, Cody's winning. Back there, when they wouldn't keep bringing it up, that no one's won back-to-back Rumbles since Stone Cold Steve Austin if he wasn't winning this as a back-to-back Rumble.
Right.
And as we learned at last year's Rumble, Paul Levesque loves breaking records. As we learned last year, you know? I'm going to go with my gut, and I'm going to go with my gut, and that is CM Punk. To win the Rumble and main event against Seth on night one. And main event night one against Seth.
Boo.
Even though I prefer to see Gunther face Seth. I'm not gonna lie. Now I kind of prefer to see Gunther. But, and I also, I wouldn't even mind them if they did like, as Dad joked with Sheamus. Like, I wouldn't be shocked with Seth's injury if they like said, well, yeah, Punk win the Rumble.
Mm-hmm.
Gunther challenged him. And then you do a triple threat.
You know what they should have done?
For the Seth injury.
You know what they should have done?
Good.
They should have forced Seth to drop the title and made the Rumble for the title.
I've heard that. Oh, I've heard that idea. Wow. I've heard that idea. The other thing I threw out, and I said this to you, but they should have had a cash-in on Monday. They should have had Priest win the title
on
Monday. That's what they should have done. That's what they should have done. Then there would be no break in the lineage. Because remember, if one thing that people are forgetting, Seth is the first champion of this belt. Do you really want the lineage broken already? When you have the cash-in option. You have the cash-in option. You can cash it in. If the injury was more serious, they would have done the cash-in option. Honestly, I think that's what would happen on Monday if the injury was more serious.
And here's the thing with Damian Priest's little case there. He doesn't have to win the Rumble because
I agree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's got that in the back of his.
He reminds me of? You know what he's starting to remind me of? Remember Edge when he first held the Money in the Bank?
Yeah.
And they were trying to push him into the main eventer, but they kept putting him in title matches anyway, even though he had the Money in the Bank, and he kept having it win number one contendership matches and all this kind of stuff, even though he didn't need it. And remember Edge cut a promo one time. He's like, well, of course I have it, but if I'm a number one contender, I can just pin him again. If I lose, I'll just pin him again. They have the Money in the Bank, and I'm here.
Right.
Like, that is Damian Priest's logic right now. Like, if he said it on Raw, if he wins the Rumble and he loses, he still has the case to catch in right away.
Is there
so emphasis? That's fair. Like, that's fair logic.
Right. I mean, is there emphasis because Priest has that as a backup with Money in the Bank?
They said
is
that on Raw.
Emphasis on splitting him from Judgment Day or not?
Somebody threw out a funny theory. I'll throw this out there because Sal, you didn't watch Raw Monday, right, Sal?
This past Monday?
Yeah.
No, I was at the Devil's game.
Okay. Oh, yeah, you were at the Devil's Vegas game. But they had a segment where Priest was talked to by R-Truth and said, not now. And Truth actually listened to him.
Oh.
He actually listened. Oh. He actually listened to Priest. It didn't really work that well, but like that moment happened, and I'm like, is they doing something here with Truth and Damian Priest? That eventually maybe they'll do a match with Priest and Truth versus the Judgment Day down the road? Because Priest is not pulling the trigger on Truth and he's amused by Truth? Like, are they doing something like that? Like, it feels like they might do that. Like, that's what it feels like. Like, based on what they're doing on Monday lately.
So would you say that Truth is like his voice of reason?
Almost like, or maybe it's his like good angel on his shoulder.
I got it.
Trying to be a good guy. And it's kinda working like, a little bit. Like,
yeah. Kind of like a conscience.
Exactly. That's what it feels like. So like I expect like Truth to be in the Rumble and like him have some like him and Priest and even like Balor if he's in here to have some fun in the ring. Like I expect that in the Rumble match. Like I expect that.
And if that's the case, I see JD McDonald eliminating Truth.
Like I expect things like that to happen. Like if Truth is out of this Rumble, Crowd's gonna be pissed. Like I'm not gonna lie, Truth's gonna be pissed.
I have a wild suggestion.
Go ahead.
Just came to me. Can we have R-Truth win the Rumble and like go after the Intercontinental title or something?
Oh my god. Just have him win Money in the Bank then in July and have do that. Like do that then instead. Like you know what it is? If this wasn't the Rumble that's gonna be so stacked with so many possibilities for WrestleMania. Like the year that was it Del Rio that he won the Rumble and it could have been Santino that one year?
Yeah.
Like, if it was, like, that kind of Rumble, or it wasn't so serious and we didn't have a shitload of storylines going on, then you can get away with that. I mean, you can totally get away with that if it wasn't so much stuff going on. If there wasn't so much other stuff going on.
Truth wins the Rumble, and he picks his championship, and he wants a 24/7 title.
Oh, my God. He brings it out of the trash. He takes it out of the trash. You know what? We can't top that. And I think we're done. Everyone got their picks in. Let's get out of here because we are running out of time and we do have to get out of here today a little earlier than we normally do. So let's hit this. And Dad, what are we closing in the show with?
We're closing with a song that I've heard that basically sticks in my mind. It's a new song by Craig Morgan Luke Combs called Raise the Bar.
Fair enough. So let's get out of here. Sal, take it away.
More information on our show, including where you can find us on social media or watch the show on YouTube, go to theblakeandsalshow.com and please don't forget comment or leave a rating and review and we will read it on the show.
Yeah, I have to actually put in the note now that Spotify goes, you can go on Spotify, you follow the show and you can actually leave comments there as well. Sometimes I'll put questions up there like, I might just say, who do you pick to win the Rumble? And you can comment right there, and I'll put the post on our social media.
There you go.
Like, I'll do stuff like that. That's your thing. Go.
Hey, as always, it's been your pleasure. And please, if you have a local independent wrestling organization in a city or township that you live in, please patronize these people. These are young men and women that are coming up in the sport of professional wrestling, sports entertainment. They want to show you what they're able to do through their training, their gimmick, their promos, the whole package in order to get into that brass ring to a major wrestling organization. And they need you to be there to show them that they can do this. So please go to these matches, but act responsible and have fun, but don't be an asshole.
That sounds fair. So the next couple of weeks are not going to be normal weeks for us. I'm in the middle of Clerks Minute recordings, and my anniversary is coming up in 2 weeks, so I don't want to do a show that week. So next week, me and Sal will be doing a special NHL draft, NHL All-Star Draft Edition with some special guests. I'm really excited to do this show. We're recording it early, and I'm looking forward to that show a lot.
So is there going to be a team that basically, when they drafted, they get the next draft picks for next 20 years?
No, what we're doing is we're literally going to draft our teams from the All-Star based on the All-Star rosters because we're having a draft next Thursday. So, like, we're literally going to do our own draft on the show. That's what we're doing. So, that's what we're doing. And the week after is going to be an archive show. So, the next 2 weeks is not going to be normal for us, but enjoy what I'm putting up. That being said, let's get out of here. I'm Blake.
I'm Sal.
I'm Mark.
And you've been listening to the Blake and Sal Show with Mark. Have a good day, everybody.
Hey, we love you guys. Be safe. Be kind. Why?
Rewind?
That's what we need to do.
Yeah. We're taking this a little too far, but we're here to raise a bar.
Thank you so very much. Goodbye, mwah, and good night.
Bye-bye, bitch. Fuck them kids.